Okay, nice to see everybody tonight. So we're on Daf Kof Zayin today. Oh, let me just get a Gemara. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Yosef. So we're on Daf Kof Zayin. Let me just go over a few halachos before we begin, because there were things that came up last night. And that is, thank you. That is, in order for the, as with respect to benching, if a person eats kezias, if you eat an olive-sized amount of bread, then you're chayav to bench. And then in terms of netilat yadayim, if you eat a kezayit, then you're obligated to wash and make a bracha, if you eat a kezayit. If it's between a kezayit and a kebetza, it's machloket poskim. So the mechaber says to wash without making a bracha. If you're having between a kezayit and a kebetza. In other words, the issue is that in terms of tuma, so you could be metami the food if it's the size of a kezayit, of a kebetza. But on the other hand, some link it to the din by Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon is Chayav Biv Kezayis. So some want to say, in other words, there's a Takana D'Rabbanan to wash hands based on Srach Truma, you know, because the like, people, the Kohanim would be eating Truma, they want to make sure. So was the Takana related to specifically tailored, it's based on Truma, but is it tailored only in situations where your hands could be Mentame the food? Or whenever you're having a meal, in this case not, you have to. So if you're having between a kezayif and a kebetza, you wash your hands without a bracha. And then in terms of achilat arayim and sukkah, if you have a kebetza or less, that's achilat arayim. More than a kebetza is achilat keva in the sukkah. For bread, right? Okay, now let's look at today's daf. And then also in terms of kriyat shema, so the halach lemaisa, we hold that a chassan does say Kriyat Shema and does daven. We don't hold from these peturim today. Okay, so let's take a look further in the Gemara. So in the Chavzayin Amar Aleph, the sixth line in the Chavzayin, 27a, line 6. Everybody with me? So the Mishnah says, Manitin, Reb Lezer Omer, the Tana Reb Lezer says, Arba'asrei Sudot Chayavdam Lachol B'Sukkah, that a person's obligated to eat 18 meals in a sukkah, Achapa Yom Achapa Laila, meaning, Bizban Chazalak, 14 meals. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, 14 meals. In other words, Bizman Chazal, they would eat one meal at night and then one meal, sort of like a brunch meal. Listen, somebody has unmuted themselves. You need to leave. I'm muting it. Leave it muted because you're making noise. Okay. So the according to Tan Rav Lezer, you're obligated to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. In other words, you have 7 days of sukkahs. Each night you'll make a meal in the sukkah, and each day you'll have a meal in the sukkah. He says, in the davar kitzvah, the chachamim say there's no set amount of meals that a person has to have in the sukkah. In other words, if you want to eat, you don't want to eat, don't eat. Chutz min leil yom tov rishon shel chag bilvad, except for the first night of yontiv, and we'll discuss more about this when we get into the Gemara. On the first night of yontiv, then there's an obligation to have a meal in the sukkah. That's according to the sheet of the chachamim. V'odamar Reb Lezer, in addition to which the Tan Reb Lezer says, now we don't know this yet, the Gemara is going to say that Reb Lezer was later on chozer, he retracted his initial view. Initially he held 14 meals, and then he agreed later on with the Chachamim. But V'odamar Reb Lezer said, in his revised opinion, Mishlochal el yom tov rishon, yeshlim leil yom tov ha'achron shlochat. The Tana Reb Lezer says that if a person did not eat the required meal on the first night of Yontiv, which he should have done, he can make it up on Shmini Atzeret, even though he won't be eating the sukkah, but he can make it up on the night of Shmini Atzeret. But Chachamim Omrim in the Davar Tashlumin. Chachamim said there's no Tashlumin if you miss the meal on Leol Yontiv Rishon of Sukkot. The Elzen Amar, concerning that, it says, it's a pasuk in Kohelet, very apropos because we link Kohelet during Sukkot, that which is, you know, wrong can't be made right, and that which is lacking can't be counted. In other words, if you messed up, you can't straighten it out. Okay, who's the question?
I have a question. So in what way in Shmini Atzeres do you make it up if you're not eating in the sukkah? How do you make it up?
Okay, all right, the Gemara will get to that. Let's be careful. Okay, give me a little bit of time and we'll get to it.
I have something.
Yeah, who is it? Yeah.
Well, he said 14. He said You said 14 meals. What about Shalashudas? Would be 15 meals.
Okay, that's a question. Well, we'll sort of touch on that, but we'll just wait a little bit. Let's wait a little bit longer until we do a little bit more in the Gemara, okay? All right, any other questions? Did you have something to say, Yosef?
Why not make it up the next day? Why
would... Okay. Let's hold off on all of that. Okay, you know, sometimes in these Gemaras, like if you learn personally in the Sugya, then you see the Rashi, and then you're in a better position to ask questions. Okay, so 1 minute. Let me make sure everybody's muted. Okay. So let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My Tamid Reb Lezer, what's the reason for the Tana Reb Lezer says that he required to have 14 meals in the Sukkah?" So he says, Teshvu Kein Taduru, that the mitzvah is Vasuko Teshvu Shivakimi, you should dwell in sukkahs for 7 days. So Chazal understated, Teshvu, you should dwell in the sukkah the way you live in your house. Madira Achapa Yomba Achapa Laila, just like when you lived in your house, you have an obligation to eat one meal at night and one meal during the day. That's the Derech Yeshiva, to eat one meal at night, one meal during the day. Afsukka Achapa Yomba Achapa Laila. So too, in a sukkah, I'm obligated to have one meal at night and one meal during the day. Rabbanan, the Chachamim, they have the same drasha, but they arrive at a different conclusion. Rabbanan, kedira, that the sukkah is like a dira, like my residence, ma dira ibai achil ibai lo achil. Just like in my dira, in my home, if I want to eat, I eat. If I don't want to eat, I don't eat. He says, af sukkah nami ibai achil ibai lo achil. So I could eat or I cannot eat as I choose. So ihachi afil leyom tov rishon nami. So if that's the case, so even the first night of Yontiv, I should not be of sukkah. I should not be obligated to have a meal there because ibay achil, ibay lo achil. So why do the chachamim? The chachamim agree with Rabbi Lezer on leil yom tov rishon. That was in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer said you're obligated to have 14 meals in sukkah. The chachamim say you're not. There's no set amount except for the first night. So why do they agree even with the first night? It's like you're a dira. You're a dira, you eat, you want to eat, you don't want to eat, you don't want to eat. So he says, So Rabbi Yochanan, who's a first generation Amora, has a Masorah from Rabbi Shimon Yehud Tzedak, who's presumably a Tana. Says, Nemar kan chamisha asar, v'nemar chamisha asar b'chag ha-malzot. He says, it's a gzeira shava. It says, you know, mentions Chamisha Asar of Tishrei, it says by Sukkot, and it says Chamisha Asar by Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. Malahalan Laila HaRishon Chova, just like on the first night of Pesach, I have an obligation to eat a Kazayas Matzah. Mikan Ve'ilach Rishon. After that, if I want to eat Matzah, I eat. I don't want to eat Matzah, I don't eat. Afkan Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'ilach Rishon. So to hear, the first night of Sukkot, I have an obligation to eat in the Sukkah, and after that, it's optional. The Gemara says, "V'hatam inalan." How do I know that it's obligatory by matzah? Amar krav erev toklu matzot is in the Torah, Parshas Bo. It says, "By erev toklu matzot, aktov hatuk kiva ol chova." The pasuk means it's an obligation. All right, let's just see some Rashi. We'll do some Tosos. We'll talk some more, and Bli Neder, I'll hope to address some or all of your questions, okay? Of the ones that you did already, okay? Let's take a look. So let's look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. Mikan ve'ilach rishut. So we said that the first night of Pesach, I have an obligation to eat matzah. After that, it's optional. Dachi elfin alav perik batrut pesachim. The Gemara learns in the last perik in pesachim. Sheshet emin tocham matzot uvayom ashviyat teret. So one pasuk says 6 days you should eat matzah. And the 7th day is a holiday. That's one pasuk. Mashvi Rishut, Avshisha Rishut. So the Gemara has a drasha, and we'll see in a minute. In other words, in one pasuk it says eat matzah 7 days. One pasuk says you'll eat it 6 days. So it's teaching me that just like the 7th day is optional, so too the other days are also optional. We'll see in a minute. Mashvi Rishut, Avshisha Rishut. So just like the 7th day is optional, so too the other 6 days are also optional. The 7th day should have been included in the midst of. In one pasuk says you should eat matzahs for 7 days, and he says, and then what's the aleph? He says, where's my bach? Looking for it. He says, yeah, haya. Okay, the bechlal shivat yamim tochal matzot haya. So the seventh day, in other words, one pasuk says you eat matzah 7 days. The other pasuk says you eat matzah 6 days. So it means the seventh day, there's no mitzvah to eat matzahs. That's teaching me that the seventh day is rishus. So he says, so using one of our hermeneutic principles, that seventh day is going to teach me concerning all the other days as well. It's that eating matzah on Pesach is not obligatory, but if you want to eat, in other words, so the Torah is teaching me, you're not obligated to eat matzah on any of the days of Pesach, but if you want to eat it, then you have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, below chametz. So the seventh day isn't only teaching about itself, it's teaching the whole category. And then we had the lima, though, that on the night of the first night of Pesach, then there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, let's just be patient, just a few more minutes, and we will hopefully be through this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's look at the fourth Tosfos, and then we'll talk some more, okay? So let's look at the fourth Tosfos. So we said that according to the Chachamim, that on a sukkah I can eat or I cannot eat as I would choose. It says, Ibai achil, ibai lo achil klal. If I want to not eat anything, di achil chayev lechol b'sukkah. If I do eat, then I have to eat in the sukkah because I mean leil. Umash mahacha debiyom tov lo hay bechova. So from here, Tosfos says it sounds like that on yantiv I'm not obligated to eat a meal in the sukkah. That's what Tosfos says. He says the ibai lo achil klal. So if I choose not to eat at all, I don't have to. Chutz min leil yom tov rishon, except for the first night of Sukkot. So Tosfos says, from our Gemara, it sounds like I have no obligation to eat in the sukkah, except on the first night of Yantar. Ulefize, in Ta'avlo is Kirshel Yom Tov, B'bir Karamazon. Based on this, it sounds like Tosfos says that if I didn't mention Yala B'Yavo in the benching, Enot Tzirich Lazor. In other words, the rule of thumb is, if I'm obligated to eat a meal, then I have to be Chozer for it. So let's say Shabbos, I'm obligated at least to eat the first two meals on Shabbos. So if I get Ritzei, I go back. Shal Shudas, I don't go back. But and again, so if I'm obligated to, if on Rosh Chodesh, if I forget Yalav Yavo, am I obligated to have a meal on Rosh Chodesh? No. So I don't go back. So he's there. So it sounds like if I didn't mention the Birkas Amazon, Yalav Yavo, I don't have to go back. So the Gemara in Brachot says that on Shabbos and Yantiv, he's got to eat. So he goes back. So as far as Yantiv is concerned, Tosfos says, it's only referring to the night of the Seder and then the first night of Sukkot. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz would be the first two nights. So we have a limud that on Yantiv, you divide the day half for you and half for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning half for eating and half for the base medrash. So when it says half for eating, I could eat meat and I could eat fruit. But the first night of Yantiv, I have to have bread. That's what Tosfos says. Came the alpina michagamatzot. Apple gab, Gura Blazer, and Rinan, Bishar Yamim. Even though, according to Reb Lezer, we say that on the other days, if he would eat Minei Targima like delicacies, he would be Yotzei, but that's the way Tosfos is learning. Okay, let's just pause for 1 second. I'm not done yet. 1 minute. Okay, welcome, Michael. Okay, so let's just bring Michael. Did you read today's staff already, Michael? No. Oh, okay. So we're on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So in 60-second synopsis for Michael, but review for everybody else. So we had a machloket in the Mishnah between the Tanur Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, how many meals is one obligated to eat in the sukkah? According to Tanur Reb Lezer, you have to, at least his initial position, is you have to have 14 meals, one each night and one each day. For 7 days of Pesach, 14 meals. And the Chachamim say only one meal on the first night of Sukkot. That's the way the Chachamim hold. So they both darshan it out from Teshu Kein Taduru, and the Chachamim learned, Teshu Kein Taduru, in my house, if I want to eat a meal, I eat a meal. I don't want to eat a meal, I don't eat a meal. Same thing in the sukkah. And then we said the first night, though, is Gzeir Shava, Chamishasar, from Chagamatzo. We have Gzeir Shava from Pesach that teaches me I'm obligated to eat a meal the first night of Pesach. and the first night of Sukkot. And then we just did this Tosos, 1, 2, 3, 4, the 4 Tosos. Tosos says it sounds like you're not obligated to have meals on the other days of Yom Tov. And that's the case, so you don't have to go back for the benching. That's what he said. Okay, now, we're not done. Just give me a few more minutes, okay? So now, all right, this we did. Okay, now, Reb Lezer says that we did about the thing. The halakha, however, follows the chachamim who disagree and maintain the only obligatory meal is the one eaten on the first night of Sukkot. This obligation is derived by is the hekesh, I think it's Zer Shava. Just eating matzah on Pesach is obligatory on the night of the 15th of Nisan. So too, there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah on the night of the 15th of Tishrei. However, for the remainder of Sukkot, one can refrain from eating bread and thus avoid eating the sukkah. The Gemara in Brachot, I'm in 10 odd days, and if you look, you see, it's Eich B'Saichen for you near the Tosfos. He says, see the Tosfos in Brachot, I'm in 10 odd days. So he says, the Gemara in Brachot, I'm in 10 odd days, states that it's mandatory to eat bread meals on Yom Tov. So based on our Gemara, which indicates that one could avoid eating in the sukkah for the entire Yom Tov by abstaining from bread, Tosfos asserts that the Gemara in Brachos refers only to the first night of Sukkot and Pesach. However, all of the Yom Tov meals do not consist of bread matzah. That's what we did. Now, many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and even the emesis, even the Tosfos in Brachos disagrees with this Tosfos. He says, and maintain that one is obligated to eat bread on each day and night of Yom Tov in honor of Yom Tov, as a simple reading of the Gemara in Brachos indicates. These Rishonim submit various suggestions to explain our Gemara, which indicates the contrary, that one can avoid eating the sukkah during the entire festival by avoiding bread. Okay, the Ran explains that one can fulfill the obligation of honoring Yom Tov with less than a kibetza. A kibetza is 2 kizaisim of bread. Rather, even a kizayis, an olive's volume of bread, is sufficient. Thus, the Gemara means one could avoid eating the sukkah for the entire festival of Yom Tov by eating bread meals consisting of a kibetza of bread or less. So we said before you came in, that the shear for Atilat Arai in the Sukkah is kibetza. So a betza or less is the Arai. So if I want to, I can eat a kibetza or less, so I'll eat a kazayas. So I'm eating a meal during, and I don't have to eat it in the Sukkah, according to the way the Ran is learning. However, on the first night of Sukkot, eating in the Sukkah is mandatory, and one cannot exempt himself from Sukkah by eating only kibetza or less. The Ran writes that while some authorities maintain that one must eat more than a kibetza of bread on the first night of Sukkot, others maintain that a kazayas is sufficient, akin to matzah. We'll talk about that. That's machloket poskim, whether you're obligated to eat a kazayas or kibetza on the first night of Sukkot. Okay, now the Rush, so that's one answer. Everybody, that's the first answer, okay? Now the Rush in Brachot submits that on the first night of Sukkot, one is obligated to eat a meal of sukkah even if it's raining. So he means, let's say it's pouring rain. So the other nights is sukkahs. Do I have to eat the sukkah? No, it's raining. I'm going to eat my meal. But the Rush holds on the first night, or at Chislar, the first 2 nights, I have to eat in the sukkah even if it's raining. So he says, whereas on the rest of Sukkot, one is exempt from eating in the sukkah if it is raining. When the Gemara says that one has the option of avoiding the sukkah for the entire festival except for the first night, it means in the event of rain. So the Gemara is saying, let's say it's pouring rain for 14 days. How many meals do I have to have in the sukkah? So we're focused on the chachamim. Chachamim say only 1 meal I have to have in the sukkah, and the rest is optional. That's what it means, because now I don't have to eat in the sukkah. Interestingly, the Ritva cites a novel opinion that just as one is obligated to eat in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, even if it's raining, so too one is obligated to sleep in a sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, even if it's raining. Okay, now, last way to reconcile. So again, we had 2 ways to reconcile it. Either it means I'll eat less than a kibetza outside the sukkah, or I'll eat, if it's raining, I'll eat inside the sukkah. But if it's not raining, then I'm going to eat in the sukkah. Or Tosfos and Bracho takes an opposite approach, maintaining that one does not fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah if he eats in the rain, even on the first night. Tosfos says that on the first night of Sukkot, if it stops raining after one has eaten his meal, whether he's eaten in the house or in the sukkah during the rain, he must eat another meal in the sukkah in fulfillment of this mitzvah. So, And we hold this way, Allah Lamai said, but subject to certain conditions, which I'll say. So in contrast, on the rest of the festival, one is not obligated to eat another Yom Tov meal in the sukkah after he's already eaten in the house. So in other words, I ate my meal, you know, on another day of Sukkot or on Yom Tov during the day, and then it stops raining. I don't have to go out and have another meal in the sukkah. But on the first night of Yom Tov, according to the Tosfos and Brachot, I do have to go. Now, he says, see the Raman Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, with the Mishnah Berurah for practical ruling on how one should conduct himself if it rains on the first and second night of Sukkot. So the way the Mishnah Berurah says is like you should try to wait like an hour or two of the rain to stop. But then he says you don't have to, aggravate the family any more than that. But if even after you've benched, it stops raining, and if it's before midnight, then you should go out to the sukkah and have another meal. But if you've gone to sleep, then you call it a night. Now, having said that, in one of the Rav Schechter's Svarim, he relates how the Rav, I think, remembered that his father, I think, woke him up on Sukkot where it had been raining, and that he woke him up so that he should eat in the sukkah. See, some Rishonim hold that when it rains, it's not a sukkah. In other words, if it's raining, does it still have a din in the sukkah? So some Rishonim hold, if it's raining, it doesn't have a din in the sukkah, and I can't even recite Barakah Leishik a sukkah then. It doesn't have a kalash name of the sukkah if it's raining, because it's not something that I would normally live in. So it's not my dira. So if that's the case, if it doesn't have a din of a sukkah, so I'm not doing any mitzvah by eating in the sukkah. So then I have to go back and eat in the sukkah again. All right, now let's try to address all the issues that had come up. So first, Aaron Moshe asked me about Shal Shudas on Shabbos, why he's got 14 meals and not Shal Shudas on Shabbos. So I think he's just saying like the way his limud was is normally you eat one meal at night, one meal during the day, and those are the meals that you'd be obligated to eat in the sukkah. But the third meal of Shal Shudas you could fulfill with like mizonos and fruit and things like that. If you choose to fulfill Shal Shudas with bread, then in Achinami you would end up eating it in the sukkah. You're right. Then you would be eating in the sukkah. You say again what? On Yantin. Yeah. This I can't answer. I don't know. All right. Now how's everybody doing? Everybody got questions, comments, or thoughts now? Let me hear from everybody. Robert's got a question, then I'll go to you. What's up? So we said this already. For the sukkah, if I eat more than a kibetza, more than an egg sized volume of bread, that's a meal. Okay, let's go back. Okay, everybody needs to mute themselves again. 1 second. Okay, again, the first night, the first two nights of sukkahs are different than the other nights. So that's what I was saying. The first two nights, so the Mishnah Berurah says I should wait an hour or two for the rain to stop, and then if it doesn't stop, I'll have my meal in the house. But then, even if it stops raining, I go in the sukkah. But if it stops raining, even after I bench, I should go back in the sukkah and have a meal in the sukkah, is what the Mishnah Berurah says on the first two nights. I said more than a beitza, more than a beitza of bread. You said kezias, more than kebeya, more than a kebeya, whatever. Okay. Everyone else good? Now, who had
I had a question.
Wait. David first, then to you, Ruth. Okay, go.
The first question is the opinion that says that it's raining, you should still be in the sukkah. How does he hold about teishu kein tadur? You wouldn't eat if it's raining. So what does he do with teishu kein tadur?
Yeah, so he would say the Torah is mechayev me like eating matzah on Leil Pesach. So that obligation overrides, the fact about teishu kein tadur. Then the Torah is saying that I have to eat the meal in the sukkah, come hell or high water. That's what he's saying.
Okay. Second question is, by sukkahs, I don't remember the pasuk exactly, but it says you should eat in the sukkah 7 days, correct, in the pasuk?
It says, po teshu shivak yamim, right.
So why don't we make the gezeirah shavah the other way to Pesach and say you should be chayav to have the matzah for 7 days? It's chamisha asa, chamisha asa. Why we say we make
I don't even understand how that gezeirah shavah would work. Why would you be obligated to eat the matzah for 7 days?
Because you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So go the other way.
No, but we just said during the sukkah, so you buy achil, you buy lo achil. If you want to eat, you eat. You don't want to eat, you don't want to eat.
That's because we learned that from Pesach.
No. That's not what we learned from Pesach. The Gemara said when it comes to sukkahs, that's shita l'chachamim without Pesach. The shita l'chachamim was teishu kein taduru. Just like in your bayit, you buy achil, you buy lo achil. If I want to eat a meal, I eat a meal. I don't want to eat, I don't eat a meal. So too, in my sukkah, if I want to eat, I eat. I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. Uh-huh. Then we linked it up to Pesach, and we learned the chiyuv to eat on the first night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. And then Ruth, you had a question?
I did. On the one hand, I think Rabbi Yochanan gives you the leeway to eat one meal and then be then and you have your own choice to eat or not eat for the rest of the chag. On the other hand, if it rains and stops and you're inside and the night, as you say, you call it a night, and then but it stops and you have to go out into a wet and to sit down and have another meal regardless of the time into a wet clammy sukkah. Does that sound like there's any consideration for the
balabas? The Torah is all the obligations of the Torah, require, some mesiras nefesh. You're not eating bread for, 7 days during Pesach is also difficult, but that's what the Torah requires. But again, there's a whole different shitot with this, but that's the way it's coming out. Okay. All right. I don't know. Fortunately, women obviously are not obligated in that, the Ruth, so I don't think it would be a problem for you.
Okay. A whole other parsha.
All right. Let's look further in the Gemara. Okay. All right. Now, everybody mute themselves again. We're going further in the Gemara. Okay. So now, the Gemara says that the two dots on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Biodamar Reb Lezer. In addition to which, the Tana. So Reb Lezer said two things in the Mishnah. He said you have to have 14 meals in Sukkah. And then he has this idea that I can make up the one meal. I can make up a meal on the light of Shmini Atzeret, even though it's outside the sukkah. The Yom Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer, Arba Esrei Sudukei Avdol Lachol B'Sukkah, Achab Yom Achab Alayla. So here he's telling me I have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. How am I making up the 14 meals in the sukkah with one meal I'm having on Shmini Atzeret? How does that work out? So he says, Amar Bira, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chazabo Rav Lezer, is so that Reb Lezer retracted his position. In other words, initially Reb Lezer held 14 meals, and then he went over to the side of the Chachamim. So everybody, in fact, agrees that the only obligatory meal is the meal on the first night. That's what it's coming out. So the Gemara says, so that one meal he's making up, it's true, it's not in the Sukkah, but that obligatory meal, he's going to have an additional meal on Shmini Atzeret, which will make up for the meal that he should have had on the first night of Sukkot. That's the way it's coming out. So the Gemara says, Mashna Dumai, what will he make it up with? Elaim Berifta, if he's going to eat another bread meal, Suda Dumyomakachil, then it doesn't look any different than the meal he has during the day. In other words, it doesn't seem like that meal is any different than any other meal he's having at Shmini Atzeret. Elamai Yashlim, what should he complete it with or will make it up with? Yashlim B'minei Targima, he should make up for B'minei Targima. B'minei Targima are like certain delicacies. Frequently it's mizonos, but let's see. We'll see in a minute. Tani nami hachi mishlim b'bina targima yatsa. If he filled b'bina targima, let's look at Rashi. And Rashi, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. B'bina targima. L'char shesilei, after he's completed his meal, yavu par perotama d'nufanav. They should bring certain delicacies. Could go on peyrot, like fruit. B'kistin b'kaflo tot m'hushalot. Hadababa kissing is like, it's with the pockets, is with mizonos, but I think it means like mizonos and kaplotot mepushalot, some sort of vegetable. I don't remember what type of vegetable it is, but you get the idea. Okay, now, all right, let's take a look. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Sha'al apotropos fil Agrippa Samela Ebra Blezer. So the apotropos, the one who was in charge of Agrippa Samela's state, asked the Tan Reb Lezer, "Yonanisha eni ragila chola sudach bayom." I only eat. This is before Reb Lezer was chozer. So this is at the point where Reb Lezer held you have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. So he says, "I even during the year I only eat one meal a day." It says I get along with one meal. Ma'ushlo kabas sukkah achar be'eftar. So can I have one meal in the sukkah? In other words, Teshvu came to Duru in my house. I only have one meal, so I have one meal in the sukkah. Amar lo, but each day you have all this other nasharai, your own kavod, so can you have one extra, sort of delicacy or additional to the meal for the kavod of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, meaning in Achinami, you do have to have another meal. All right, now, va'od sha'alo, and then he asks another question. He says, I have two wives. One wife in Tveri and one in Sipori. Vishli say Sukkot. I have two Sukkot. In other words, I have two wives and two Sukkot. I got wife number one in Tveria, wife number two in Sipori. I have one Sukkot in Tveria for that wife, and I have another Sukkot in Sipori for that wife. A klap in Tveria, a klap in Sipori. My she say be Sukkot Sukkot after. So can I leave Sukkot A and go to Sukkot B during Sukkot? And here it's also like Peshu came to Duru, but I have two Batim. So I'm going to go from Bayit A to Bayit B during Sukkot. So Amar lo, lo. He said, no, you can't leave the first Sukkah to go to the second Sukkah. Shani Omer, Kol Yotze Misukkah L'Sukkah, B'Tel Mitzvah Shal Rishona. I hold, if you leave your Sukkah, so Rashi says on the first wide line downstairs, Moshe Yotze Misukkah L'Sukkah L'Chob L'Rishona Hayom B'Zu L'Makar B'Zu. In other words, I have Sukkah A with wife A. So I had, you know, a couple of meals and I slept a couple of nights there. And then during Sukkot, I want to go to wife B and I'll have some meals and sleep there. So he says, you can't. You're mevatel to the mitzvah. Let's look at the next Rashi. Even, in other words, he's mevatel, even the mitzvahs, in other words, let's say Sukkot began. Let's say assume the first day of Sukkot will be, let's say a Thursday could come out on, right? Loa du Rosh, right? So the first day of Sukkot can't come on a Wednesday. So let's say it'd be a Thursday. So let's say he was with wife number one on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And then Sunday, he goes to wife number two. So he holds, according to the time Reb Lezer, he loses credit for those days that he did already. And he was so zahir, he did everything. He says, he learns you have to dwell in one sukkah for all 7 days, and we'll see in a minute. He says, Tanya, on the bottom line, Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Reb Lezer Meir, 10th page. Ein yotze misukkah l'sukkah. On sukkahs, we don't leave one sukkah to eat in one sukkah, sleep in another sukkah, or to spend, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday in one sukkah, and then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, another sukkah. Ve'inosin sukkah b'chol shomoid. And I'm not allowed to build a sukkah on chol moed. We'll see what's doing with that. Now, Rashi says, if let's say I didn't have a sukkah for the beginning of Yantiv, I can't build a... I can't build a sukkah in the middle of the Yantiv. We'll see in a minute. He says, the Chachamim Omrim, Yotzi Mishukkah L'Sukkah. The Chachamim say, no, you can leave one sukkah, go to another sukkah. And he says, V'osin sukkah b'chol shomoed. And you could also make a sukkah during chol moed. The Shabin, but they both agree, i.e. Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, Shim Naflo, that if his sukkah that he built originally fell down during chol moed, Shechuzer boneh b'chol shomoed, he can then rebuild it. So the Gemara says, my Talmud Reb Lezer. What's the reason for Reb Lezer who holds that I have one sukkah, that's the sukkah I'm going to stay in over Yantid? It really would put a big damper on socialization during Sukkot. Okay, so my Talmud Reb Lezer, Amar Kro, Chaka Sukkotah Selecha Shabbat Yamim. So the Torah says, Chaka Sukkotah Selecha, where the Gemara understands it is like you should build sukkahs for 7 days. Chaka Sukkotah Selecha Shabbat Yamim. I say sukkah haru'i in the Shiva. You have to build a sukkah that's ru'ui to be, you know, be used for 7 days. So the third white line in Rashi, a sukkah l'shem chag shel shivat hayamim. See, Rashi is the word l'shem chag. In other words, chag ha-sukkot, in other words, you're building the sukkah l'shem chag. He says, shamat mina dein osin sukkah b'chol shomoi, dein l'shiva, v'shamim mina dein yotzim y'sukkah sukkim, kein lav sukkah l'shiva hi. I have to build the sukkah to be used for 7 days. Let's see back in the Gemara. V'rabanan, the Chamim Hachi Kama Rachmana. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. I say Sukkah B'chag. You should build a sukkah for the Yantiv for use on any of the 7 days. The Shavin Shim Nafla Shechozer Bo Na Tabachol Shemoed. And then they both agree that if it fell down, they could rebuild on a Chol Moed. Pshita, that's obvious. So Ma'u Detema Hayach Ritihi Ve'in L'Shiva. I might have thought Sukkah A fell down. Now you have Sukkah B is rebuilt. So now Sukkah B is not being built for 7 days. So Kamash Falan, no, that's just the same sukkah that's being rebuilt. It's, I don't know why this is connected to me, but I'm thinking like with, you know, after the Civil War, so some of the radical Republicans in Congress, they wanted to view the southern states as conquered territory. In other words, what was the status of the southern states after the Civil War? So some of the Republicans, so they were pushing to be readmitted as states of the Union. And the radical Republicans felt that they're now conquered territory and they're in a whole different getter. So here also, so when the sukkah fell down, so, you know, what's the status? Shai, you still with us? Okay. So, okay. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did or said so far? What's up, Fern?
What's halacha l'maisa with all of this?
We hold like the Chacham, not like Reb Lezer.
so you can build.
Well, you shouldn't build on Chol HaMoed. It means if you had a sukkah and then it fell down, or there was, you know, for some reason, in other words, if you had a sukkah and it fell down, you could certainly rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. I'll put it to you that way.
What about if you didn't get to build your sukkah for Yontif?
Well, the issue then becomes, why did you not build it before sukkahs? If you didn't build it, it was like too much of a pain in the neck. So then you're mechaving malach to the regel. That's bad. In other words, if I decide I'll build it when I have more time. I have more time to Chol HaMoed, and the first day Yontif I'll be with friends. So that's not a reason to be able to build the sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But if there's like adequate reason, let's say, you know, like in the chazal, like the person was in jail and he couldn't build a sukkah, and then they released him, you know, 1 hour before Yontif, or, you know, so then that would be an adequate reason to build, I think, on the Chol HaMoed.
And halacha lemaisa with the wives in the two different towns?
Yes.
You have to pick a wife and pick a sukkah?
Yeah, not a problem with the wives. We with Cherem Derabino Gershom, we got rid of two wives.
That's true.
Right. 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 Yeah, you fulfill the mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah. Right. Although we've discussed this in the past. It's a mitzvah bo yoter b'shluch. It's a mitzvah for you to build the sukkah that you sit in. That would be ideal. But no. You don't build it for show. But I mean, when you go to a hotel, so you're the kind of mitzvah of yeshivat sukkah, but you're not doing it in the best way possible. All right.
What about traveling in the pop-up sukkah?
Yeah, maybe we got
there right. What?
What about traveling in the pop-up sukkah? When you're traveling, so Chol HaMoed, you're going to go somewhere, you take along a pop-up sukkah.
All right.
So can you put that up on Chol HaMoed?
Well, again, so I think that if you're in a place and there's no sukkah there, then I think you would be allowed to do it, I think.
Yes, okay.
All right.
One more thing. Wasn't it not until 1200 that Reb Gershon dispensed with the multiple wives?
So Rabino Gershom lives around the year 1000, not 1200. And his chayrim took place around then. That's correct. But even before then, generally speaking, people didn't marry more than one wife.
Really?
That's correct.
At what point did that begin to happen?
It was more the exception than the rule to have one wife. Okay.
You saw it in the Baraisa. You see it in the Torah.
You see it, but it doesn't come out too positively in the Torah. The people with more than one wife, it doesn't seem like things work out too well for them. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Okay. Now, remember, everybody mute themselves. Okay. All right. Let's take a look back on the Gemara. Okay. We're up to Tanya, around 10 lines down. On Chav Zayin with Beis. Tanya, Reb Lezer Omer, Shem Shein Adam Yotzei Cho B'Tel B'Yom Tov Rishon Shalchai B'Lulav O Shalchavero. Just like I can't fill the mitzvah of Lulav with my friend's Lulav. In other words, you have to own the Lulav and Esrog, right? So in Shul, if somebody needs Lulav and Esrog, so I give it to him as a matana manat lahachzir, or a gift on condition that he returns it to me, because they have to own the Lulav and Esrog. So the Tanya Reb Lezer says, just like I have to own my Lulav and Esrog in order to fulfill the mitzvah, You should take lachem for yourself. So you have to own it. So priest dar kapotamrim, mishal lachem. Kach, ein adam yotzei dechavato b'sukto shel chavero. So the Tanya Reb Lezer says, I can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with somebody else's sukkah. So if I don't own the sukkah, I can't fulfill the mitzvah. That's also, so I got two big restrictions here with Reb Lezer. I have to have one sukkah, I got to stay, you know, put, and I have to own the sukkah. He says, they take it like the Sukkot should be yours, Nishalcha. Okay, so that's the Tana Reb Lezer. But Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, even though you're right, Lulav, you have to own the Lulav and Esrog, join. But you could fulfill the mitzvah sukkah with your friend's sukkah. Why? Now there is a pasuk chakusko taselecha. We'll have to deal with it. But there's another pasuk called Hazrach Yisrael Yeshuva Sukkot. Now, Basukot is spelled paser, even though the Gemara is written Malay, but it's written with only one vav. Kol Ezrach, all native or citizens in Israel, will dwell in the Sukkot, but the way we understand it, like the Sukkot, in one Sukkah. So it means that theoretically, the entire Jewish nation could dwell in one Sukkah, obviously not at the same time, but you know, in rotations, they could dwell in the same Sukkah. Now, Rashi takes it, let's look at Rashi, around the 10th narrow line, Kol Ezrach Yishu B'Sukkot Tiv, Demash B'Sukkah Achat, It can't be that we'll all jointly own the sukkah. Let's say we have 10 million Jews in the world. We have more kind of Nahara. So each one's ownership would be like, if we all owned jointly, would be like 0.001. That doesn't count like his ownership. So he figures that we would dwell in the sukkah. We would borrow it. I would be in there, and then everybody would let me use it afterwards as well. So he says, now, back in the Gemara, Rabbanan, Hailachamai Dor Shive. So if that's the case, that I don't need to own the sukkah, so what do I do with that pasuk, Chaka Sukkota Selacha? Mibayla Lemiuti Gzula. He says, that's to exclude a sukkah that's stolen. So Lecha, it can't be a stolen sukkah. Abal Sh'ula, Ktiv Kula Ezrach. But I could, to fulfill my obligation, with a borrowed sukkah. Okay, that's the sheet of the Chachamim. Reb Lezer, so now Reb Lezer holds Chakusko Tasalacha, you have to own the sukkah. Reb Lezer, Haik Kol Ezrach Mayavili. What does he do with the other pasuk, the Chachamim Darshan? Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkot. Mibayli Lager Shnekayer Ben Atayim, B'Katan Shnekadel Ben Atayim. He requires that, let's say a person converted to Judaism, and on Chol Moed, the Bezdin met, and they converted him. Now, according to the Tanah, Reb Lezer, he can only, you know, build, he has to own his own sukkah, and he has to be sukkah through for Shiva. But he just became a Jew. So he's a Jew, and there's only 42 sukkahs left. So here, according to the Tanah Reb Lezer, the Torah is saying, under these exceptional circumstances, he still has a mitzvah of sukkah. Kol ha'ezrach, that even the ezrach, every citizen celebrates Sukkot. And katan shen gadel, let's say a boy, the way Rashi learns, let's see the Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Yeah. Ben time, the katan shekadel, sam kulo shtei sarot b'moed, he shown signs of puberty during chol moed. Ba'ata hai kol erbu yeshas sukkah b'chol shem moed, mashen kim b'kliyot kodem l'chenk damar Reb Lezer leil. So these two categories of people can build a sukkah during chol moed. Back in the Gemara, for Rabbanan, kevan shamru osin sukkah b'chol shem moed. Look, anybody can build a sukkah during chol moed. We don't hold that it has to dafka be that case, so we don't need a pasuk to teach me in that case. So in Achinami, if you convert and you became a katan shehigdil during Chol HaMoed, then obviously, you know, if you need to build a sukkah, you build a sukkah. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, let's go further. Okay, so now we're up to the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Maaseh B'Reb Yiloi, Shalach Lachil Pei Reb Lezer Rabo Belod Beregel. Reb Yiloi went to like greet, or you know, his Rebbe was Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer was in Lod, Beregel. He says, Amalo Yiloi Incha Mishofei Regel. So he says to him when he sees him, Yiloi, I see you don't observe the Yantip properly. She Reb Lezer Omer Yishbechani Etzlanim. Reb Lezer says, I praise like the lazy people. Kinyotim Batein Beregel. They don't leave their house during the Regel. It says you should rejoice, you and your household. So it means like this. The Tanah Reb Lezer holds that an integral part of the Yontiv is being with your wife and being with some of your wife on the regel. So if you're coming to greet me and Lod, so you're not with your wife. So therefore, I like praise like lazy people. Not the lazy people are good, but lazy people, they never leave the house. So that's good on the Yontiv. Let's see Rashi. It's higher than what we are. He says, with the two Rashis, Ein cha mishofti regel, hori b'lo amarat ha-becha eitzel ishtai, didn't stay with your wife, v'shabeach ha-nina atzlanim, af tishlo b'shvilo regel mitakten, even though it's not because of the yantip they stayed home, shrei kui marashana in the otem, if man atzl, they're so lazy they never go anywhere, af ha-picha im misham chanani, I praise them. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Ini, this is true, but Rabbi Yitzchak says, how do I know that a person is obligated to greet his Rebbe on the Yantiv? So here we have a stira. Rabbi Lezer says, what are you coming to greet me in Lod when your wife is your wife is elsewhere, and I don't think you're doing a good thing. And on the other hand, the Rebbe Yitzchak teaches me that there's a mitzvah to be mekabel pnei rabbo beregel. Shneamar, Pasuk says in Sefer Malachim, this is with the Shunamit. The Shunamit, we have lots of Gemaras. You take one under the Talzbeg in the corner. Okay, can you show Robert, can you show where the Gemaras are? Oh, right in the corner. Okay, under the Talzbeg. Good. Okay. So he says, Shneamar, Maduad Holecher Elabayom. So remember with the Shunamit, she couldn't have a child, and then the child seems to die, and then she wants to go to the Navi. So her husband says to her, Madua Ad Olechad, we're around five lines above where it gets wide on Chazainu Adbeis, page 54. So he says, Madua Ad Olechad Elabayom, why do you go to him today? Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbat. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Why are you going to the Navi? Michlal, the Chodesh Shabbat Matai Vinishlak Uliya Pei Rabbe. The implication being that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you are Mechuyib to greet him. The Gemara takes it on Yantid as well. Let's take a look. So he says, Lo Kasha, Hadza Azil Ba'ati Biome. In other words, if I can go to my Rebbe on Yantiv and go back home, then I have a mitzvah to greet my Rebbe on Yantiv. Hadza Azil Ba'ati Biome. But if I can't go to greet him and then be back home, then it's better staying home to be Mismay with my wife. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Vern, you have something? No, everybody good. Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, we're two lines above where it gets wide. I'm complying with this. So Tamar Rabbanan, we learn a Bryce, Ma'aseh Reb Lezer, Shabbat B'Galil HaYon, was innocent with the Tamar Reb Lezer, who was spending Shabbos in the Upper Galilee, the Sukkoto Shel Yochanan B'Rebbe Eloi B'Kesari, in the Sukkah of Yochanan B'Rebbe Eloi in Kesari. So Kesari is presumably Kesaria, that's like a Caesarea, it was on the coast in Eretz Israel. Ba'amri Lo B'Kesarion, some say B'Kesarion, I don't know where Kesarion is, but Kesari we know. The Yigia Chama L'Sukkah. And then they're sitting in the Sukkah, and the sunlight begins to creep into the Sukkah. Amarlo, so the host, which is Yochanan B'Rebbe Eloi, one second. Yeah. So Amarlo, Ma'ush Efrosel Esadin. Am I permitted to spread a sheet on top of the Sukkah? So, I mean, one issue obviously would be, will I fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah? We'll get to that. But the other issue is, am I adding to a binyan on Shabbos? I want to spread the sheet to avoid the sunlight. I don't want you to be bothered by the sunlight. So Reb Lezer, he instead of answering the question, he talks about something else. Amar lo, ein lecha kol shev b'shem Yisrael, lo minu shofet. He says there was no tribe that didn't have at least one shofet. And Rashi makes a calculation of the different shoftim, and it works out that every shevet had a shofet. He says, so then the sunlight kept progressing. Now the sunlight is like, you know, halfway through the sukkah. He says, like on the floor, I guess, like, you know, like it's going from one section to another section. Amar lo, so again he says to him, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to spread a sheet over the top of the sukkah? Amar lo, in the chakol shevet shem Yisrael, there's no Shevet that didn't have Nevi'im. Shevet Yehuda Binyamin Hamidu Malachim Alpi Nevi'im. And Shevet Yehuda Binyamin had kings that were appointed by the Nevi'im, that's Shaul and David. He says, so then finally his son reaches Reb Lezer's feet. Natal Yochanan Sadin Upire Salah. So Yochanan, he took matters in his own hands. He took the sheet and covered the schach. Hefil Reb Lezer Talitol Achrav. Lezer wrapped his talisman on his back, Yatzan, he left the sukkah. It says, Lobam Neshif Li Yubadbarim. Now, the reason he didn't answer him wasn't because he didn't want to teach him Torah. El Nishto Amar Davar So Shemami Pi Rabo Li Olam. He never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim. So I don't say anything from my Rebbeim, so he didn't hear anything from his Rebbeim on this, so he didn't want to answer the question. So Heki Abed Hachi, how could he have done this? But the Tana Reb Lezer says that he's Reb Lezer, that during Sukkot you have to stay in the same sukkah. So Mela, we assume this is during Sukkot. So if he's in that sukkah from the beginning down to, how could he go anywhere else? That's his sukkah. So how could he bolt from the sukkah? So the Gemara says, regular Acher Havai. It wasn't Sukkot. He was in a sukkah, but it was really Shavuos or Pesach that he was in the sukkah with it. But Amar Reb Lezer, Mishabeach Anina Atzlanim, Shin Yotzim Batein Beregel. But Tana Reb Lezer also says, I praise like the lazy people who stay like with their wives on the Yontif. In other words, you shouldn't leave your wife. So we know Reb Lezer is in Lod. And here he's in Kesari. And he's in the sukkah of this of Yochanan Rebbe Loi. So we assume he left his wife behind in Lod. How can you do that? On Yontif, you're not supposed to leave your wife. That's he himself said. So the Gemara says Shabbat Havoi. It wasn't a Yontif. It was Shabbos. The mitzvah is Shabbat HaBechagecha. That's a specific mitzvah on Yontif. But this was just a regular Shabbos. It wasn't Sukkos, and it wasn't Yontif. We said. Remember, we said Binyan is going to be the problem. Yes, we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, "V'tifshad limiti day." So the Gemara says, "Why did here Reb Lezer didn't answer the question? Why couldn't he paskin from his own holding? Ditnan, because we learn the Mishnah, and this will be reviewed for Daf Yomi people. We learn the Mishnah." The kaka chalon. Remember, they have like a hole in the wall, and then they had like a block of wood that would fit into the hole. So the question is, on Shabbos, am I allowed? Let's say like this would be like the kaka chalon, like this, and can I stick this in the window on Shabbos? Is that bona? So again, binyan on deraisa level is make a binyan kabu. I permanently. I, what?
It's binyan or not?
So you can repeat.
The question is, if he just covered the inside.
In other words, he's got like a square block of wood that's like built that fits into the window. That's like the window, I don't know, the window covering. Can he take that window covering, so stick it into the window? All right, we'll see in a minute. In other words, it's different. I'll tell you why. In other words,
it's not bona.
The issue here is one of binyan. So if I make a permanent attachment to the house, that's on violating on deraisa level. If it's a non-permanent attachment, it's on rabbanon level. The blinds is something altogether, not making any attachment. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So, and again, I'll pause in a few minutes for questions, okay? So the Gemara says, non. Kaka kalon, Reb Lezer omer, b'zman shekashur b'talui pokin bo. So the Tana Reb Lezer says, if there's like a rope that's attached to that wooden square, and it's like, it doesn't have to be one block of wood, but it's like in the wall, there's a rope. We have this in Wittim Pesach Shabbat. And then it's attached to that block. He says, then I could block off the window. Otherwise, I can't do it. Because, and Rashi brings down the bottom line of Rashi, Pokimbo came into Metukan Va'omei Lekach, Einzel Bona B'lamosi. Since it's established, it's made to be done that way, it's not viewed as being Bona and not adding on the binyan. You could say, it's a little bit like a door, like when you open and close the door. Why is there not bone and soter every time I open and close the door on Shabbat? So that's matukan is made to be used that way, and that's the way it goes. Timla being poking bo, the most important theme at oel. But the chamim omrim, vein kach poking. The chamim hold, well, you got the rope or not the rope, I can be poking. So the mela, what's the difference? How come there the Tana Reb Lezer knows what the halacha is? And he knows that unless it's tied by the rope, I can use it. Otherwise, I can't. So what's different over here with the sheet? So the sheet is not tied to the sukkah, so you should paskin. No, you can't cover the sukkah with the sheet, and that's going to be bona. So the Gemara says the top line of Chapter Amar Aleph, Patam Hu Demabate. So he says by the Kachat alone, that review is like part of the wall. In other words, like when I fit it in, the review is like part of the wall. Aval Hakam Lemabate Lo. Here, the sheet is clearly something that he obviously is not going to leave there in any way permanent basis. Let's look at Rashi. Hakam Mabate Le Lahay Pekachol Gabe Falon. The chashiv lemi kotlatmo. In other words, if I leave it there, let's say if I put it. So the Tana Reb Lezer holds like I'm leaving it there. That's like a type of bona. He says hilka kavi mosif about sadin anin sade lomabakel the gabi sukkah. With the sadin, it does just to the eyes it doesn't look straight. In other words, nobody thinks he's leaving it there. The sofolit lo hilka lo pshitl Reb Lezer lebi mosif. It wasn't so clear to Reb Lezer that would be mosif. That might be more complicated. But hakam lomabakel lo. So I mentioned this before, like the Gemara here says that Reb Lezer never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbein. But in Avot de Rabbi Natan, it mentions that Reb Lezer gave a shir, and in the shir he said chidushim that nobody had ever heard in the world before. So how do we reconcile those two statements? Here the Gemara says he never said a statement that he hadn't heard from his Rebbe, and over there it's saying that he said chidushim that nobody had ever heard. So how does that work?
Only he heard it from his Rebbe.
Yeah, but well, all right. All right. No. Nobody had it. Well, all right. Anyway, so the answer that I've seen, and Rav Simon quoted this, is that he, in other words, everybody was listening to the shiurim that are given. But Rav Lezer understood more from the shiur than the other talmidim. He understood that, you know, if what the Rebbe is saying, he understood the shiur on one level, everybody understood on another level. He understood if this is true, then A, B, C, D, and E are also true. So he said things like we were yotze, so nobody had ever heard it, but it was yotze from that shiur. It was yotze that way from the shiur. Okay, now let's just do one more minute, and then it'll be it. Okay, we did a beer casino on some yellow Yavo. Okay, I think I'm gonna call it a day. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? Anything? What? Because he never said anything he hadn't heard from his Rebbe, so he didn't answer. He was Masupak. For the Pekaka Kaloni was clear, but the Sadin was more complicated. Okay, let me end the recording. Okay. Yeah, one second.